And good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Brown University will consider taking disciplinary action against students who disrupted a lecture by New York City's Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Brown's president, Christina Paxson, has announced she is creating a task force to investigate the incident. She says she's concerned that the protests forced the lecture to stop, disrupting the free exchange of ideas at the university. The students and community activists from Providence were protesting Kelly because of his support for a police strategy known as stop and frisk. The policy allows police officers to make random stops and has been used to decrease gun violence in New York. Critics say it unfairly targets low-income and minority residents. After Tuesday's election, women now hold 5 of the 7 seats on the Central Falls City Council. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says that's a contrast with how men hold most of the political offices in the state.
The female candidates elected to the Central Falls City Council include Shelby Maldonado, the first Guatemalan American to win public office in Rhode Island. Another councilor-elect, Hugo Figueroa, is the state's first Salvadoran American elected official. In Woonsocket, Democratic State Representative Lisa Baldelli Hunt won an overwhelming victory to replace Republican Mayor Leo Fontaine. Just 11% of Woonsocket residents took part in the election. Future local elections in Central Falls and Woonsocket will take place in even years. That's due in part to concerns about low voting turnout in so-called off-year elections. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
There may be a delay in the auction of intellectual property from the now-defunct video game company 38 Studios. With the company in bankruptcy, an attorney has been charged with selling off its assets. That includes a half-finished video game. The Providence Journal reports that the attorney is planning to ask for more time because of a large number of bidders expressing interest. The auction was supposed to go forward next week. Meanwhile, the state of Rhode Island is suing former state officials, 38 Studios founder and former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, and other 38 Studios executives to try to get back some of the $75 million loan guarantee that Rhode Island taxpayers now have to pay back. The attorney general in Connecticut is asking the federal government to review a decision by United Healthcare to drop a large number of doctors from its Medicare coverage. Connecticut officials say they're concerned the change will harm consumers. United Healthcare has also dropped a large number of Rhode Island doctors from its Medicare Advantage plan. The company has encouraged customers to call if they have questions. United Healthcare says it will continue to work with federal and state regulators. And prosecutors in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial will have to provide more information about their charge that his girlfriend lied to a grand jury. That's the word from the judge, who agreed yesterday with Shayana Jenkins' attorney when he argued that she's entitled to know more about the charges against her. Prosecutors claim that Jenkins lied to the grand jury about issues including disposing of evidence at Hernandez's request. Hernandez, a former tight end with the New England Patriots, has been charged in the killing of Odin Lloyd, a semi-professional football player from Boston who was dating Jenkins' sister. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty.